You're going to listen to Katrina talking about her hobby. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question 1 to 7. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, I'm Katrina, and today I'm going to talk about my experience with circus. When most people hear the word circus, they think of clowns, exotic animals, and fun fairs. What I am talking about is the activity called circus, which is basically the things you would see acrobats or gymnasts performing. There are lots of different activities, but the main ones I enjoy doing are hula hooping and trapeze. You might be wondering what on earth those words mean, so I'll go through them one by one. Hula hooping is probably the easiest for a beginner to learn because all you have to do is get a hula hoop, which you can find in quite a few shops nowadays, step into the hoop, pull it up to waist level, and then start moving your hips from side to side to keep the hoop from falling to the floor. A beginner can learn how to do this quite quickly. Of course, in advanced circus, you have more than one hoop and on different parts of your body, like you could have some hoops on your arms or around your neck, as well as hoops around your waist. At this high level, you would also move, dance, and do tricks while keeping the hoops moving. It's fun to learn and fun to watch. So if you're interested in circus, I would recommend you start with hula hooping. I also like to do trapeze. This is where you have a bar that you hold onto. This bar is attached to the ceiling by ropes. You swing out off a high platform holding this bar, and then mid-air, you jump onto a different bar and then swing on that one. It's quite hard to describe, really, but you cannot be afraid of heights if you want to try this skill. There is always a safety net when I practice trapeze, so if you miss catching that second bar in midair, you don't fall all the way down to the floor, probably about 10 meters down, and really hurt yourself. The net catches you instead. The reason I love doing circus so much is that it really challenges me to perform to the best of my ability. It's not really a hobby you can just pick up and then drop again whenever you feel like it. You have to be consistent and practice regularly to make any progress at all. It's also just really fun to do, and you get to meet some really interesting people. I myself actually got into circus because a friend of mine met a cool woman at a bus stop of all places who was talking about her hobby, which was circus, and invited my friend to come along to her circus club and try it out. My friend didn't want to go alone, so I went too. And now we both love it and go every week. It's a much funner way to keep fit than running on a treadmill in a sweaty gym, that's for sure. In a few months, I will be trying out a new skill as a new trainer who specializes in fire tricks is joining our club. I'm going to learn how to twirl batons which are lit on fire. I am so excited and can hardly wait. So yeah, if you're on the lookout for a new hobby, which is both fun and keeps you fit, maybe you should check out if there are any circus clubs in your local area. I'm sure you won't regret it.
Hello, I'm Katrina,
And today, I'm going to talk about my experience with circus. When most people hear the word circus, they think of clowns, exotic animals, and fun fairs. What I am talking about is the activity called circus, which is basically the things you would see acrobats or gymnasts performing. There are lots of different activities, but the main ones I enjoy doing are hula hooping and trapeze. You might be wondering what on earth those words mean, so I'll go through them one by one. Hula hooping is probably the easiest for a beginner to learn because all you have to do is get a hula hoop, which you can find in quite a few shops nowadays, step into the hoop, pull it up to waist level, and then start moving your hips from side to side to keep the hoop from falling to the floor. A beginner can learn how to do this quite quickly. Of course, in advanced circus, you have more than one hoop and on different parts of your body, like you could have some hoops on your arms or around your neck, as well as hoops around your waist. At this high level, you would also move, dance, and do tricks while keeping the hoops moving. It's fun to learn and fun to watch. So if you're interested in circus, I would recommend you start with hula hooping. I also like to do trapeze. This is where you have a bar that you hold onto. This bar is attached to the ceiling by ropes. You swing out off a high platform holding this bar, and then mid-air, you jump onto a different bar and then swing on that one. It's quite hard to describe, really, but you cannot be afraid of heights if you want to try this skill. There is always a safety net when I practice trapeze, so if you miss catching that second bar in midair, you don't fall all the way down to the floor, probably about 10 meters down, and really hurt yourself. The net catches you instead. The reason I love doing circus so much is that it really challenges me to perform to the best of my ability. It's not really a hobby you can just pick up and then drop again whenever you feel like it. You have to be consistent and practice regularly to make any progress at all. It's also just really fun to do, and you get to meet some really interesting people. I myself actually got into circus because a friend of mine met a cool woman at a bus stop of all places, who was talking about her hobby, which was circus, and invited my friend to come along to her circus club and try it out. My friend didn't want to go alone, so I went too. And now we both love it and go every week. It's a much funner way to keep fit than running on a treadmill in a sweaty gym, that's for sure. In a few months, I will be trying out a new skill as a new trainer who specializes in fire tricks is joining our club. I'm going to learn how to twirl batons which are lit on fire. I am so excited and can hardly wait. So yeah, if you're on the lookout for a new hobby, which is both fun and keeps you fit, maybe you should check out if there are any circus clubs in your local area. I'm sure you won't regret it.